How many remember who Chuck Colson was? Chuck Colson began Prison Fellowship, and it was an absolutely incredible man of God. The apologetics, in other words, defense of the faith, the defense of the gospel materials that have come from Chuck Colson and his ministry are outstanding. The guy was a real genius. And when he got saved after the whole Watergate thing, he began to use his genius for the Lord. And this is the first time in our fellowship network's history that we have partnered with a ministry like this for a very specific goal, ministering to the children of prisoners. And what we're going to do, we'll see a video over the next 3 weeks, and the fourth Sunday, we're going to join in, and I would like you to be in prayer. Those of you who tithe know what it's like to also reach out with offerings over and above your tithes. And in three more Sundays, we're going to have a Sunday where we talk about this, and there's going to be an opportunity to adopt a child, one of the prisoners. It's $35 a month is all in some of these countries to get a child out of their squalor, to feed them and care for them. It's a very watched over, carefully looked over program, and the people for whom there is care are nurtured very carefully. The money is shepherded very carefully. So I'd just like you to be in prayer. If you're involved already in tithing, praise God, look at an offering. But it's only $35 a month. There's lots of things you can do with those resources, and we choose to do different things. But this is one of the most important things you could consider doing, to adopt a child. Think about it. Pray about it. We'll talk about it more in the ensuing weeks. All right? Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to your Bible, if you would, please. Let's go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter, the last few Sundays, we have been speaking about a living hope in our Lord Jesus. If you'll go to 1 Peter chapter 1, I want to continue on, and this is part 3 in our series, and I want to talk about being kept by the power of God. Kept by the power of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. 1 Peter 1, verses 5 through 7. We spoke in weeks 1 and 2 of verses 4 and 5. By the way, I urge you, go back and re-listen to last week's and the weeks before if you haven't heard it. But pay a special attention on week 2. Listen to Pastor Sherry's. Listen to hers anytime you don't get a chance to hear what she has to say. In a couple of minutes, she really brings us an in-depth word to prepare our hearts for worship. The Lord was speaking something very prophetically and profoundly last week. She used exactly the same scriptures that I used in that morning's message, the same text. Now, that doesn't always happen, you guys, because she finds a devotional passage of scripture to bring the heart of it to encourage us into worship. But God emphasized point by point exactly the same word that was brought in the morning message as well. How many know God speaks a theme when he wants us all to hear something? Turn to each other and say, God wants you to hear this. Amen.